Hello, folks, and welcome to my WWE Backlash 2018 predictions show. Apologise for being a little bit late in the day. If you're listening to this on the podcast, presumably it's not even coming out until Friday evening. We're live on YouTube at about 3:15 on Friday afternoon. Much better than usual. My excuse, it's Anna's birthday. So this is the first and only time I've got to pop out here into the studio and record this. So we're going to keep it fairly brief. We're going to run through the full card as per the WWE website on Friday afternoon. Obviously, as ever, the card is subject to change. We'll see how it turns out on the night. Presumably, there's going to be a couple of matches added in here somewhere. Maybe just one more added on for the pre-show. But there's no cruiserweight show, no cruiserweight match at all on this card at the moment. And no tag team match, no like tag team title matches for either brand either. So whether they'll do a surprise something with something, but then I guess the nature of these dual branded pay-per-views now is that in order to keep them to a reasonable length of time, then they're going to have to pick and choose their matches a little bit more carefully than they have done in the past. They're not going to be able to have every title from every show defended at every pay-per-view. So we're obviously missing the Universal title from this one, although they'll probably make a big deal of Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe being for the real champion after what they were doing on Raw this week. And according to the WWE website, that one is headlining. So on a show with no Universal title match and a WWE title match, Roman Reigns still gets the headline. But we'll run through the card. We'll do some predictions. Those of you who are watching live, feel free to let me know your predictions in the chat as well. If you're watching the video on replay on YouTube, leave your predictions down in the comments. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, tweet them at me, at Lelujo. Let me know who you think is winning what matches at Backlash this year. The Bad Bookers Wrestling Podcast say, I'm currently recording, but hello. Hello to you too, Bad Bookers Wrestling Podcast. Oh, Nitro's here to take notes. Excellent. Hey, Kev, I can actually contribute to wrestling discussion for the first time in years, says Tomo. Excellent stuff. Right, we're going to go through the card in reverse order, according to the WWE website. So they kick things off with the US title match, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. I think a lot of these matches tie into each other. And I'm trying to look at SmackDown and work out if AJ Styles retains, that means the feud with Shinsuke must be over. It's their big blow-off at the end of the feud. It's no disqualification. So unless Shinsuke's winning, this must be the last match of the feud, presumably. And if that's the case, who's next for AJ Styles? I'm going somewhere with this. I know we're talking about the US title. And to me, it has to be either Samoa Joe or a heel Randy Orton, I think. I don't see who else you put AJ, unless Big Cass. I mean, it could tie into any of these matches. It's ridiculous. But I think, no, I'm going to say Jeff Hardy wins. I think this is one of the hardest matches on the entire card to call, because I can certainly see a scenario where they have Orton win, go heel, and I mean, but even then, you're not going to put him up against AJ. You're not going to have US title versus WWE title. So even if Randy Orton, a heel Randy Orton, is who's next for AJ Styles, presumably he loses this match to get there. So yeah, we're going for a Jeff Hardy win. Jeff Hardy retains the US title. I have no idea who might possibly be next for Jeff Hardy from here, because there are so few heels on SmackDown, unless they've decided to fully go for Rusev as a proper heel. Presumably one of the things they're going to add into the show as they go is the actual breakup of Rusev Day that they teased on SmackDown this week. So maybe Rusev then steps into the US title picture as an opponent for Jeff Hardy going forward, after he's had his feud with Aiden English, presumably, who then becomes a babyface, I guess. The whole thing's a bit of a mess, but I think Jeff Hardy wins this match. Next up, we've got the Raw Women's Championship match, which is Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. I just don't see past Nia Jax on this one. I don't know why you have Nia win the title at WrestleMania and then give it straight back to Alexa here. It makes no sense. Alexa Bliss probably is a better champion, but they're still going down the route of the whole bullying angle, and I don't think they're going to have a bully prosper, because it goes against all of the messaging that they've got as a company. They've taken enough heat in the last week or so about contradictory messaging based on decisions they've made against messages they try and put out there. And I think it would not go well for them to put the title back on Alexa Bliss at this stage. Just looking down in the chat to see some predictions as they come in. The Bad Bookers Wrestling Podcast say Jeff Hardy for me. Orton is boring and stale. He is boring and stale. That's why he needs to go heel. Tomo says it's Samoa Joe next. That was surely the point of the promo on SmackDown. You would think, but not if they're about to feed him to Roman. So that ties into my predictions for later in the show. Bad bookers also say Nia Jax for me, even though I kind of want Bliss to win. Yeah, I mean, I don't want the title to be on Nia for a long time, but I don't think, after everything they've done, I don't think it can be Alexa who takes it off her at this point. It has to take a circuitous route to get back to Alexa Bliss. So I think has done nothing wrong and deserves to have the title back. She's very good. Nitro says, oh, Nitro's keeping record of what I've got. So my prediction so far, Jeff and Nia. That is correct. We've then got the Intercontinental title match between Seth Rollins and The Miz. Now, I've been pushing my agenda here for weeks, and I don't see how I can go back on it now. For those of you who haven't been around for all of the previous lectures I've given about The Miz and the Intercontinental title, I am convinced that the reason they've not launched straight into The Miz versus Daniel Bryan feud is because they're going to go the real long way round to give it to us. I think it might just be ready for SummerSlam, but not before. And I still think The Miz is going to win back his Intercontinental title here, use that to get back to Raw to escape from Daniel Bryan. But he'll still officially be a SmackDown guy, but he's appearing on Raw for as long as he's Intercontinental champion, because you can't have the Intercontinental title and the US title on the same brand. I think they'll go with something like that. It keeps The Miz away from Daniel Bryan, but makes it easy to put them back together later in the year when you want to go full steam ahead on that feud, because you just then take the title off The Miz. Plus, it means The Miz can level the number of titles that he's won with Chris Jericho, which A, is something they've started talking about, which they haven't really talked about before, and B, might just be WWE's way of saying, look, Jericho's gone back to New Japan again. We need The Miz to hold this record. New Japan ain't going to want him. So there's reason for them to want to break Jericho's record. Plus, it allows him to break the record for longest time held in total, which he was like 20 days away from. There's so many reasons Miz should win the Intercontinental title here. Because, and even without the fancy storyline element nonsense of it, the fact that he's like 20 days away from breaking that title and a win levels him with Jericho means you have him win here, even if he stays on SmackDown, and then take it off him at the next pay-per-view if you have to, by which time he's broken both of those records. Where did we get to in the chat? Bad bookers say Monday Night Rollins. Sonny says Kevitt's looking more likely. What, The Miz winning? Just Tommy says Nia will win to try and build up to Nia versus Ronda. I can't see us getting Nia versus Ronda. Ugh. And yeah, as Tomo says with The Miz, there's two records he's going for. Plus, we get delayed gratification with him and Daniel Bryan. I don't think there's any point in putting The Miz and Daniel Bryan together now, because we don't have a major pay-per-view until August. We're 3 months away from SummerSlam, or 4 months away from SummerSlam, I guess. You can't start building to that now. I guess there's going to be some kind of program between Bryan and Big Cass, which is disgusting in and of itself. But I think it'll be a clever little storyline that I'd love to see him do. Nitro says, Miz won't get it. I get your point, but it's too long-winded. WWE don't do long-winded. They don't, which is why I'm giving you the get-out clause second option, where he just wins it and then drops it at the next pay-per-view, stays on SmackDown, and then wins it. Then Rollins wins it back in a month. But it's a way to let the Miz break the record. Because otherwise, what on earth's the point of this match if The Miz isn't going to win it? He's already had he's had the opportunity at the Greatest Royal Rumble to win it back last week. I don't get why you give him another opportunity now unless he's actually going to win it, or else it just seems utterly pointless. Tommy says they'll make Rollins go and win on Sunday, go on a long streak, then lose it at WrestleMania. I really can't see him doing that. I can't see him having the two singles titles on Raw both being held super long term and not having any title changes on Raw for like a year and a half. The Intercontinental title is going to be hot potatoed for a little while, because it is as The Miz always said, it's the most prestigious title on Raw, because it's the only title on Raw, because the Universal title was never defended. We've then got a tag match, Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Strowman and Lashley obviously win this one. There's not even any question there. You can't beat Strowman at the moment. Strowman could beat Owens and Zayn on his own, as he's proven on Raw for the last couple of weeks. He'll just steamroller them both. I think we might get a Bobby Lashley heel turn here, because his reaction on Monday night was just, I mean, what's the point in him being there? It's not even that he's not over. No one cares. There is absolutely no reaction about him at all. One of my children has just walked in. Hello, child. I'm streaming live to the internet. Do you want to come and say hello? We're talking about wrestling. Who do you think's going to win out of Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
Kevin Owens?
Amy says Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Splendid. Hello.
Hi, I just came to say hi because I came to get my phone sorted. Hello.
Hello. Well, we're talking about wrestling. You're on a podcast now. Come close to the microphone. And there you go. Yeah. Someone's saying, hello, Amy.
Hi.
They're talking about Bobby Lashley heel turn. Do you think that's likely?
I have no idea what that is.
A heel turn is when you become the baddie. Do you think Bobby Lashley's going to become the baddie?
No.
Wow.
No idea. Well, I'll let you carry on.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. That was unexpected. Bye-bye, Amy.
Bye.
What was I saying? Yeah, Lashley probably with a heel turn, I think. Amy did say Zayn and Owens, Nitro. That's not my prediction, Nitro. My prediction is Strowman and Lashley. It has to be Strowman. I mean, I can see a scenario where Lashley turns and basically beats Strowman himself and Owens and Zayn get the heel win that way. But I think I don't think that would be too clever in too many things over the course of the evening. So I'm going Strowman because it's the obvious one. Tommy says Robbie and Braun may lose to them as if Lashley becomes heel, Lashley could cause them to win the match. Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, absolutely. That the only way Owens and Zayn are winning is if Lashley turns and helps them. Well, not necessarily helps them, but just beats Strowman. And he's got the perfect excuse for a turn as well. It could so easily just be they just tie into the fact, well, you've got all the crowd only cared about you on Monday night, they don't care about me, I'm Bobby Lashley. Here, see what I can do, and then he can try and suplex him the way he tried to suplex Big Cass and probably end Strowman's career because he'll just drop him. As Tomo says, Strowman has to win because he's the most over guy in the company, and presumably if they're done with Roman Reigns, which I know they're not done with him, he's still going to headline this show, but I can't see him being the guy who beats Brock Lesnar now, or else why hasn't he yet? So then we've got to start thinking in terms of who's going to beat Lesnar. If it's not Roman Reigns, it has to be Braun Strowman, which means Strowman can't lose anytime soon. So for that reason alone, I'm saying Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if I'm wrong about this one. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. I'm angry that this match is even taking place. If there is justice in the world, it'll be a Daniel Bryan win. It'll just be, he takes a long beating from Big Cass to make Cass look good, and then Bryan sticks him in the, whatever he calls his finisher, the bell lock or whatever it's called, and submits him or something. Or he gets an against the run of play win because he's Daniel Bryan and they want to start painting him as the plucky underdog again. I am a little bit afraid that they're going to have Cass beat him because they want to push Cass to the moon because he's 7 feet tall and you can't teach that. But surely they don't beat Daniel Bryan here. Surely. It would just be ridiculous. Bad bookers say Strowman could lose. Raw needs heels that can actually win a match. Yeah, but I don't think they've not booked Owens and Zayn to be those heels, have they? Nitro says it's weird seeing Strowman as a face. Yeah, I get that. There's reported backstage heat on Corey Graves, says Tommy. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. He's really snarky all the time, isn't he? Nitro says, not that he isn't over, but getting so pumped up for tags. Oh, yeah, with Strowman, absolutely. Bad bookers say Daniel Bryan via DQ. Wrestling, the best Ultimate fan, says if Daniel Bryan loses, I'll riot. Tommy says Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass is the worst match ever. They're being sizist, which is another reason why I think you have to have Daniel Bryan win. You had Big Cass beat up a Daniel Bryan impersonator. No, it's got to be Daniel Bryan. It's absolutely Daniel Bryan. SmackDown Women's title, Carmella versus Charlotte Flair. I think Carmella wins here, probably with help from the Iconics, because, like I said on the SmackDown review, the Iconics have been brilliant. They're not very good in the ring, but they are brilliant on the mic, and they deserve some pay-per-view time, so I think they get involved somehow. And similar to what I was saying with the US title or the... No, the Raw Women's title. What's the point in having Carmella win it if she's only going to give it back to Charlotte at the first opportunity? She's the first Money in the Bank winner, the first person to successfully cash in Money in the Bank in the women's division. if she then loses it in her first defence, what was the point? She spent nearly a year carrying that briefcase around. So she cheats to win. She gets away with it. Charlotte's absolutely winning this title back at some point. She doesn't need to win it here. There's plenty you can do to have Carmella cheat to win or have the Iconics cheat on Carmella's behalf. It's fine. And it looks like there's a pretty decent consensus in the chat that that's how it's got to be. Bad bookers say got to be Carmella. Also say give Asuka Lynch a chance at a belt. Having them... Oh, of course, because then they could be potential opponents for Carmella down the line. Whereas if Charlotte wins it back, who's your other heels in the SmackDown Women's Division? You're not going to have either of the Iconics challenge Charlotte. You just carry on feuding. You don't want to have Carmella chasing Charlotte. It's always better to have the babyface chasing. Are there any other female heels on SmackDown? Or is it literally Carmella and the NXT call-ups? So it's got to stay on Carmella for a little while. Carmella to retain, Defo just need to move Charlotte from the title picture and get someone else a shot, says Tommy. I don't know that Charlotte's being removed from the title picture anytime soon, but I don't think she necessarily needs to win it back right now either. And then we have the WWE title match, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a no disqualification match. I don't get why it's a no disqualification match. That's weird. But at the same time, I have pondered this one because it really depends on how they view some of their other heels on SmackDown. What they did with Samoa Joe was really promising. It suggests they are willing to go over Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles program. And if they're going to do that, then Styles can win here. It can be the blow off to the feud. Big, massive no disqualification match where AJ finally wears a cup or hits Nakamura in his balls. Or, you know, there's some kind of comeuppance for all the nutshots that we've been getting recently. And Styles wins. Nakamura drops back down the roster a little bit. Could maybe even be an opponent for Jeff Hardy. I could see that being a decent little feud. Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura over the US title. And move Samoa Joe into that slot. However, if they're just making Joe look good so they can feed him to Roman Reigns so Roman Reigns looks good, then who else is there on SmackDown as a heel that's not Samoa Joe and not Shinsuke Nakamura, and Randy Orton's still face, Big Cass isn't ready. So if they're not going with Joe, then Nakamura has to win and you could then have AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan both chasing for a little while, which again makes for good TV. Having the baby faces chasing the cheating heel is always good. But I think AJ Styles wins here. Brookie FM says, I'm a little late. Do you think Almas could debut here to attack Jeff or AJ? Probably not. I think I'd be surprised if Almas debuts on the pay-per-view. I mean, it's not outside the realms of possibility. I would just be surprised. Bad Booker say AJ Styles, Shinsuke had the belt aloft, which is a cardinal sin and guarantees a loss for Nax. Yeah, exactly. Wrestling, the best ultimate fan wants AJ to destroy Shinsuke. The winner of AJ Shinsuke will determine who wins Roman Samoa. Oh, absolutely. If AJ wins, then Samoa Joe's beating Roman Reigns. If Shinsuke wins, then Roman Reigns wins. Yeah, whichever way around these matches are, the results come as a tandem, for sure. Tomo says AJ wins and goes into a program with Joe. Roman loses to Joe, then drops down as Strowman goes against Brock. Thoughts? Tomo, I think that's probably the most likely scenario. I just don't know, though. Tommy says the Usos aren't really heel. The Usos are babyfaces. They're absolutely babyfaces. Wrestling, the best ultimate fan, says if I see another nutshot, I'll flip out big time. It's a no DQ match. You're seeing several nutshots on Saturday, probably in both directions. So we'll go for AJ with the WWE title. And then for your main event, Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe. My heart says Joe, my head says Roman, because, I mean, it really depends on what their long-term plan is. Is Roman still getting the title? Did they deliberately botch the finish last week so that Romans could go down the route of, I'm the rightful champion, rah, rah, rah. Or was it genuinely just a massive balls up from everybody? In which case, they look like they're grooming Braun Strowman for that position now, which is weird when he was already there, you know, 6 months ago and they kept slamming the brakes on with Strowman. But I think probably now is the time for Strowman to go up against Brock again and actually win the title this time. And then you could potentially have Roman chasing Brock, chasing Braun at that point, and have Roman go heel to try and get it off Braun. I don't know. We're never going to get Roman go heel. We all wish. But yeah, I think if we're going for AJ winning the WWE title, if Samoa Joe is next, he must beat Roman Reigns, because otherwise, look at the story you've told with your two big titles over the last 6 months. We had AJ can't beat Brock Lesnar at the Survivor Series, so we already know Brock Lesnar better than AJ Styles. But then you have Roman Reigns can't beat Brock Lesnar, so Brock Lesnar better than Roman Reigns as well. Samoa Joe, if he can't beat Roman, you've then got your third best person on Raw, and that's not even counting Braun Strowman, and that's who gets to go against AJ. You're basically saying the WWE title is very much your B title, and as much as it is, we all know it is, I don't think you can make that message quite so obvious. So Joe has to win so that he can go into a feud with AJ with a little bit of momentum. I'd quite like to see Joe win that feud. Joe deserves some time with the WWE title. That would be very cool. But yeah, I think we're going with Samoa Joe here. So to recap all my predictions, I'm going with Jeff Hardy, Nia Jax, The Miz, Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley, Daniel Bryan, Carmella, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. They're my predictions. Let's see if we've got any more predictions down in the chat before we depart. Like I said before, if you're watching this on the video on demand, let me know down in the comments what your predictions are. If you're listening to this as a podcast, Twitter, at Lelujo, let me know who you think is going to be winning which matches. Tomo says AJ wins, then goes into a program with Joe. We've already had that one. Christian Kelly says, I think Roman and Joe might be a no contest or something to that effect. Keeps them both looking strong. Can they do another no contest main event after what we got at the GR last week when we had two of them? They should give AJ some nuts of steel. I think they probably will. They'll probably wear a cup. Bad bookers say either way you can build a storyline. I've gone for Roman. Tommy agreeing Roman's never turning heel. Wrestling, the best ultimate fan, says completely random, but who wants Johnny Wrestling to come to SmackDown? Not yet. There's no. Where's the spot for him at the moment? It's so babyface heavy, he would just get lost in the mix. He'd end up another Ty Dillinger if he came now. Perhaps have a look in 6 months when they've turned some of these babyfaces heel and a few people have drifted over to Raw or left the company. But at the moment, you bring Johnny Gargano up now and he's just lost in the mix. He's too similar to Daniel Bryan as well. You can't really have both of them on the same brand unless you're going to make them like everyone's favourite tag team in history. Nitro says, like with AJ Shinsuke, Joe AJ has potential. If they do anywhere near as good as TNA, it would be amazing. Agreed, but it probably won't be. Is there no SmackDown Live tag title match? There's no tag title matches at all, Tommy, at the moment. Whether we'll get something on the pre-show, I'm not so sure. Brookie says, I'm a little concerned that Joe won't get the title due to his injury issues on the main roster. I mean, that's a good shout. I think that's probably a similar concern to what they've got with Daniel Bryan as well. So the Bad Bookers Wrestling Podcast prediction is Jeff, Nia, Carmella, Seth, Roman, AJ, Daniel Bryan and KO and Sammy. So a couple of differences from mine there, but obviously mine are right, theirs are wrong. What are you going to do? I think we are going to wrap things up there. As ever, if you've enjoyed this, please make sure you leave a nice big thumbs up for us on YouTube, or if you're on iTunes, leave a five-star rating and a review. Either of those, wherever you're listening, make a massive, massive difference to the success of the podcast. So would be much appreciated. But for now, I shall depart. I will be back on Monday with my review of WWE Backlash 2018. But for now, toodle-pip, folks. Thank you for watching/listening.